Hi, this is John Jenkins, managing editor of deallawyers.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of the Deal Lawyers Download podcast. Our guest today is Mark Williams. Mark is the Chief Revenue Officer for the Americas at DataCite, and that's a position he's held since 2015. And in that role, he's responsible for setting and executing the sales strategy across the region, including leading over 130 sales reps and sales leaders across the U.S., Canada, and Latin America. Mark also holds the distinction of being the first person to make a return appearance on our podcast series. He joined me last summer to discuss DataCite's mid-year M&A Outlook survey, and today he is joining me to discuss his company's updated forecast for 2023. Welcome back, Mark. It's great to have you here.
John, thank you very much. It's great to be back.
As I mentioned, DataCite recently provided an updated forecast about M&A trends for the upcoming year. I think it's kind of interesting how your business sort of positions you to make kind of judgment calls and see things that perhaps the public is not seeing about where trends might be going in M&A. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Certainly, John. So at DataCite, we, on an annual basis, will do around 13,000 deals globally. So of various different sizes in terms of enterprise value, and of a range of industry types, everything from industrials to technology, software deals to healthcare life sciences. So with that broad range of deals that we get to see, we're looking at the in-flight deals that are taking place right now. Historically, a lot of people are looking at deals that have been announced when they close. When that happens, those have already been on the DataCite platform for a period of time. So it's a very interesting nexus point to sit at and observe.
I would say so. Now let's turn to your forecast, your latest global forecast, which we have up on the site. So it shows some signs of optimism based on recent activity, which is great to hear. Given I think it's been a depressing year, not catastrophic, but compared to the go years of last several, it's a little bit of a downer. So can you share some information with our listeners about what activity you're seeing that leads you to that kind of guarded optimism that's expressed in your survey?
Well, first off, I would say last year was always going to be difficult as a compare year because the previous year was the biggest year that M&A had seen in the last 20. So I think we've got to temper some of the kind of coverage of what last year was with that in mind. Yeah, we're definitely seeing some signs of optimism. And a couple of things that are driving that as we see people come to market. People have changed their strategy from maybe their last funding round or their last strategic kind of reset. So they're looking at maybe they were planning an IPO, but their growth model is no longer going to support that. So they're looking at an exit in the private markets. We've got a number of companies that went public that are looking at take private, and we supported a number of those at the back end of last year. And then we're seeing a number of capital raises take place on the platform as well, as despite some of the noise and the news in the media, there are still good companies out there that are growing, that have good unit economics, and are still able to, raise investment, equity, and debt, to further their business strategy and what they're trying to achieve. So we're seeing a range of that on the platform right now, and it's encouraging.
Right. Now, I know that you have a global perspective and can drill down into specific industries and parts of the globe, and maybe you can share with us what your data says about M&A activity in specific industry sectors and in specific regions.
Certainly, I think one that I would highlight in TMT, October was a boom month in EMEA. I think whenever certain acquisitions are made, that can quite often have a knock-on effect as other companies in that sector look at their positioning and respond to those acquisitions. So I would say there was a lot of reactive M&A in TMT in EMEA as people look to maintain either a competitive advantage or stay in front of new and emerging trends. So that was certainly one. We saw here in the Americas a number of technology, especially SaaS deals on the DataCite platform. I think what was interesting about those deals was there was the diligence that the acquiring company performed, and we're seeing certainly an increase in the number of users, seeing an increase in the amount of engagement with the diligence content. But a phenomenon that we've also seen is those deals that involve debt, we saw increased activity from the folks who were providing the debt for those deals doing diligence and making sure that they were comfortable that they were providing debt for a deal that, you know, they had met their requirements in terms of diligence. So that was definitely a big increase from previous years.
Okay, great. In closing, what are the key takeaways that you would say that the deal makers should have from what you're seeing on the DataCite platform right now?
Detailed diligence is back in fashion. Companies now are doing more diligence than ever because the business case and the investment thesis is under more scrutiny than ever before. I think boards and their fiduciary responsibility to sign off on the deal are having to satisfy themselves that the business case is rock solid. I think because of interest rates in terms of taking debt to do a deal, the synergies of that business case have to be really strong to support the transaction getting done. So, yeah, detailed diligence back in fashion.
That does seem to be the biggest takeaway. And I appreciate that. And thanks very much for being here with us today. We hope to see you again at a later date, and let us know how things are progressing and what you see in your crystal ball for the balance of the year, perhaps again sometime this summer. But meantime, thanks very much for being with us today, Mark, and for sharing the information. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning into the podcast. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, John.